This is the Sunday Worship Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Sam Davidson and it's great to join with you. Our guest speaker today is Dave Perkins, a second year cadet at the William Booth Training College. The Bible reading is taken from John chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. Jesus reinstates Peter. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
The interaction between Jesus and Peter, which we're going to explore just now, takes place on the beach of the Sea of Galilee by a fire which Jesus had prepared. Many a deep conversation has taken place around a fire over the years. Perhaps you can think of a camping trip or a fire pit in the back garden where you've shared with friends and family funny stories of when you were younger or something of your hopes or fears for the future. I remember a camping trip to Mount Snowdon where my wife and I had a conversation about whether we felt God was calling us to leave home and train to be Salvation Army officers. The conversation took place around a fire pit. We were the youth leaders at Staines Salvation Army as the COVID lockdown restrictions began to ease. The youth group were only able to meet outside in the open air, so each Sunday night we'd have a fire pit at the back of the hall in the car park. On the first evening we met together, one of the neighbours came rushing into the car park asking what we were doing there. I had to explain, "No, we're not arsonists. Please don't call the police or fire brigade. We're having a Bible study around the fire." The young people were able to open up about their COVID experiences around a fire. We often have deep conversations, honest conversations, and build relationships around fires. This conversation between Jesus and Peter takes place by a fire. The problem with a fire pit is that you get covered in smoke. Think of the morning after bonfire nights. You go to put your coat on and the smell of smoke clings to the fabric. Do you know what I mean? I can imagine the smell right now. As Peter and Jesus have this heart-to-heart by the fire on the beach, perhaps the smell of smoke reminds Peter of when Jesus was being set up to be crucified, how he denied Jesus three times as he warmed himself by a fire. But here on the beach, by the fire, I'm going to suggest that Jesus does two things. Jesus not only restores his relationship with Peter, he also restores him with a purpose, which is also what Jesus does for us. So let's set the scene. Seven of the disciples had spent the night fishing back home in Galilee following Jesus' crucifixion. Perhaps they had returned to their day job or were mulling what on earth they had witnessed. Jesus had already appeared to Mary Magdalene following his resurrection, and then to the rest of the disciples in the locked room. These seven went out fishing but caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus called them from the shore, telling them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. The catch of fish was so big that they struggled to haul in the nets. When the disciples realised it was Jesus, Peter jumped out of the boat and rushed to shore. Jesus had prepared breakfast for them. A fire was burning with fish and bread. So our first heading, relationship restored. John chapter 21 verse 15 says, "When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" Jesus called Peter by the name Simon, son of John. Jesus usually called Peter, Peter. He hadn't called him by his original name, Simon, son of John, since he first called him to be his disciple. Peter is in trouble. It's like when your parent calls you by your full name. Jesus calls Peter, Simon, son of John. Peter's experience of following Jesus might have been running through his head. He might be remembering his calling by Jesus. He might be remembering how Jesus had told him, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." He might be remembering how he promised that he would never fall away, even if the others did, even if he had to die with Jesus. Peter promised he wouldn't disown him. He promised he wouldn't let Jesus down, but he did. As Jesus was being questioned by the high priest, having been arrested, Peter was in the courtyard warming himself by the fire. 3 times he was approached and recognised as one of Jesus's followers, and 3 times he denied it. This man was with him. "I don't know him. You are one of them." "No, I am not." "This fellow was one of them. He's a Galilean." "I don't know what you're talking about." And then the rooster crowed. And Peter realised he had let Jesus down, just as he had warned. Luke's gospel records that at this moment, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Imagine how Peter must have felt. He went out and wept bitterly. And now by the lake, having breakfast together by the fire, the smell of smoke on their clothes, the smell must have reminded Peter of his denials by the fire in the courtyard. And Jesus asked Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" I don't know about you, but when someone lets me down, I often don't tell them. I don't like conflict. I tend to say, "No problem, not to worry." But on the inside, I'm seething. Jesus isn't like that. Jesus gets to the heart of the matter with Peter. He doesn't ask whether Peter is going to deny him again. He gets to the reason behind the sin of denying Jesus and asks, "Do you love me?" Previously, Peter had declared, "Lord, I'm willing to go with you to death." Perhaps he was trying to make himself look more loyal than the other disciples. Maybe he was boasting. He wasn't loving Jesus, he was lifting himself up. Maybe that's harsh of me. Perhaps he really meant it, but chickened out in the heat of the moment when the going got tough. But now Peter responds, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Peter had repented. Jesus restored his relationship with Peter. Perhaps you're wondering, if Jesus could do this for Peter, could he do it for me? There are things we've done that have dishonoured Jesus. Would he forgive us too? The good news is that yes, he can, and he starts with the question, "Do you love me?" What does it mean to love Jesus? Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength. Love your neighbour as yourself." Can I truly say that I have done that this week when I examine my own living and conduct? Jesus asks, "Do you love me?" Biblical commentators Lyons and Daniels write that the purpose of Jesus' conversation with Peter is not to embarrass him because of his previous failure, but to reassure him that Jesus still had plans for him. The threefold restoration was comprehensive. All was forgiven. Despite his past, Jesus offered Peter a new future. He does the same for us. And this brings us to our second heading, purpose provided. When Peter answers Jesus' 3 questions, "Lord, you know that I love you," each time Jesus responds with a responsibility for Peter. "Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep." Peter's relationship with Jesus is restored, and straight away Peter is given responsibility. Jesus' promise that Peter was the rock on which he would build his church still held true, despite his failure. Jesus says, "You're the leader. My grace overcomes your failure." Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German pastor who was executed in a Nazi concentration camp, so he knew the cost of what it can mean to follow Jesus. He wrote the following in his book, The Cost of Discipleship. "In the life of Peter, grace and discipleship are inseparable. He had received the grace which costs." Peter's decision to follow Jesus was costly. It led to his death. Tradition tells us that he was crucified like his Lord and Saviour was. This is what Jesus was referring to in verse 18, which says, "When you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter was provided with the purpose of leading and pastorally caring for Jesus' flock. Peter would live the rest of his life with his arms outstretched, embracing and caring for the church, and he would be martyred with his arms outstretched on a cross. So what is our purpose? Certainly it is to care for and love each other, to look out for the flock. John writes in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 11, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us." St. Augustine reflected on this passage of scripture and said, "Love God and do whatever you please, for the soul trained in love to God will do nothing to offend the one who is beloved." Love God and do whatever you please. This isn't a license to do whatever we want, but if we truly love God, if we respond to Jesus' question, "Do you truly love me?" and say yes, then surely that impacts how we live our lives, how we work, how we pray, how we respond to life circumstances, how we worship, how we treat our family, our friends, our colleagues, our neighbours, our enemies, those who get on our nerves and try our patience. Our purpose is to love God and to join him in building his kingdom of love, living lives of love, right here, right now, wherever he has placed us. Jesus not only restores his relationship with Peter, he restores him with a purpose, which is also what Jesus does for us. I leave you with some questions to think about just now and in the coming days. Is Jesus seeking to restore my relationship with him? When Jesus asks, "Do you love me?" what is my response? If my purpose is to love God, how am I living out that purpose in my daily life? God bless you.
Jesus asked, "Do you love me?" May our answer be a resounding, "Yes, Lord, you know that we love you." Just as you entrusted Peter to care for your flock, empower us to serve others. Fill our hearts with your love and grace, that we may glorify you in all that we do. In moments of doubt and fear, may we remember your words, "Follow me." Amen. As we come to the end of our time in worship together, we want to say thank you to Dave Perkins for bringing God's word to us. And thank you for listening. Goodbye and God bless.